Yo, what is up, guys? It's me, Zach Lee. Welcome back to The Dish. This is episode 12 of the greatest podcast on this planet. You know, we roast people. Got a few requests to roast Ian Mahimi today. Don't think we're going to get into that because there's no need to roast him. He's irrelevant.
That's tough.
Just like, who does he play for?
Exactly.
That's a good question. I feel like it's
the Wizards. It's the Wizards. He plays on the Wizards.
I feel like it's the Wizards or the Pacers, one of those teams.
Jesus, you know what's funny?
I think it's the Wizards.
You know what's funny? I see my first Ian Mahimi's highlight while John Wall wasn't playing.
What'd he do?
He dunked on somebody after he got a pass from someone not named John Wall. It's crazy.
That's tough. Wow. Anyways,
just saying, man.
Hey, John Wall, I'm just saying. You a great point guard. Maybe not the point guard for the Wizards anymore, but, you know.
You're the Damian Lillard of the East.
I got a feeling you're going to be headed to
Take
Orlando.
That how you
wow.
will.
Wow.
Take that
you
how
got,
you will.
You got a problem with Dame, too?
Bro, I've always thought Dame was overrated. Dame's cool.
Why is he overrated?
Listen, bro.
I don't understand how he's overrated.
He's underrated.
Bro,
he's underrated, but I don't see how he's overrated.
Listen, I'm going to tell y'all something y'all probably didn't know. Damian Lillard's a better rapper than he is a basketball player.
Wow.
That's tough.
That's real tough. He's a better rapper than he is a basketball player.
What's wrong with Lillard?
Listen, Lillard's game, he's a good player. He's a good player. Great? What has he done that made me say he's great? He hit one shot when Dwight was on the Rockets. You know, he hit a shot. You know, his rookie year, you know, he was hitting game winners in the regular season. Cool. You're a good player. But once you start saying, oh, he's constantly getting snubbed in the West. He's so underrated. He's so undervalued. Is he really? Look at his team. He's another one of his point guards that prides himself in being, you know, a great leader and loyal and such a great person and all that. Like, come on, bro. Like, what have you done for me lately? That's what I understand. Man, the West is hard, but like,
I don't know what he's supposed to do with the Blazers.
Dude, I mean, look what LeBron did with that bum Cavs.
You can't compare
LeBron.
Everyone
he's not
to LeBron.
LeBron. He's not LeBron. Chill out.
I'm joking. I'm not comparing it to LeBron.
I'm not gonna lie, bro. When people say like, "Oh, Dame should be an All Star this year," I'm looking at the names. It's like,
yeah, I don't think so,
bro.
I mean, he has All Star talent, but it's just there's so many names.
It's like, okay, again, he's a good player compared to everyone else. When you compare Damian Lillard to the other point guards in the West, he's a good player. Like, if he's in the East, then he's a great player. He's a great player in the East, but
he's
in the West,
potential
he's a good
star
player
every year in the East.
In the East, I mean, listen, he's not better than Kyrie. I'm sorry. So
I said potential.
There could be
some years in the back. He starts in the backcourt with Kyrie.
I mean, potentially if Kyrie gets hurt, yes. Potentially if Kyrie gets hurt, you know, then yeah, I got you. But no. He's not better than Kyrie. So, but Lillard is extremely overrated because everyone claims he's so underrated. If that makes sense. That was. If that makes sense to anybody, Lillard is extremely overrated because y'all niggas think he's so underrated. It's the fans' fault. You casuals out there that's always on Twitter talking about Lillard's so he's so underrated and underappreciated. He's overrated.
That's Portland fans. They want some shine.
No, it's not just Portland fans. I know a couple Knicks fans who say that. I know some Laker fans, some Celtic fans. Maverick fan. I know all types of fans of teams.
Why the emphasis on Celtics, though?
Because, first of all, you wanted to say Knicks fans like that was something. You know, Celtic fans say it, too, even though, you know, y'all got Kyrie now. But, hey, listen, we're getting off topic, okay? This isn't about Damian Lillard. It's about trash-ass John Wall. John Wall, your ass. We straying away from topic. Your ass.
It's not even the topic.
Yeah, I wanted this.
That was
roast.
The intro.
Yeah. The topic of this intro.
We just
is...
lost the entire state of Oregon as viewers.
Sorry for the three people in Oregon.
Oh.
Wow. But on that note, Beasles, want to say what's up?
Oh my god. It was good, y'all. Welcome back to the roast session of the week. This week's target is Damian Lillard. There might be more candidates later on in the pod, but welcome back. Welcome back.
And Dom, you got anything else to say?
What's up? It's your boy Dom Church 97, aka Dom's a Ball, aka your mom's favorite midnight snack. John Wall, your ass. Brittany Griner, don't hurt me.
I'm laugh if John Wall plays for the Lakers one day.
And you know what I'll do? You know what I'll do? Nothing. Because you know what? We got Lonzo, so he's coming off the bench if anything. It is what it is, man.
He said John Wall come off the bench.
Don't prove my point at us.
He comes to the Lakers. I don't think he's starting. That's all I gotta say.
Speaking of LA, the other team in LA, the Clippers, they traded Blake Griffin to the Pistons like a week ago, a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago. And ever since then, you know, there have been some people doubting, still some people doubting, saying that Blake Griffin trash. This one YouTuber in particular goes by the name of Legend of Dum Dum. I mean, Legend of Winning.
Ooh.
AKA Low Safari.
All of a sudden, he turned into the Skip Bayless of Blake Griffin. Despite that, the Pistons have won all three of their games in which Blake Griffin has played. They've looked like a much better team, rightfully so. Outscoring opponents by an average of, I think it was 36 points when Blake Griffin and Andre Drummond are both on the court together. So that duo has been dominant. And do you guys think this is just a trend or something that we could see more often out of this team? Beasles, what do you think?
To me, I think right now, I think it's not a trend. Let me run that back. It is a trend that I think we're gonna see.
Okay, okay. It is a trend.
Because I feel like there's the potential for this duo is pretty high. I'm not gonna lie, like they're surprising me on that like James Harden Chris Paul shit. Where on paper it doesn't look like it's gonna work, but once you see it on the court, it looks like it's gonna work. You know what I mean? And going back to the Detroit trade, I don't really like looking at it now. It doesn't really look like they lost that much for Blake Griffin. And like everyone's been saying, you know, that the Pistons don't have a lot of chances to get an All Star. So, you know, I like the trade now. I like the trade. It's growing on me.
I mean, like back to the whole point of they don't have a lot of chance to get an All Star. They're in that position where they didn't have a lot of chance. They're like, you know, they're not good enough to bring in any big free agents, not bad enough to get a top draft pick, maybe get a future star. So they're in that like that in-between thing where it's almost impossible to get a good draft pick. So their only option was either blow it up and start over, try and get one in the draft, or hey, this guy became available in trade, let's go after it. So they went after that route.
Yeah.
But Dom, what do you think about this?
You hear that? That is the sound of a Bic lighter because it's lit in Detroit, all right?
Yo, I was like, what the fuck is that noise?
What that sound was.
Yo, this man changing the pod game. He has a Bic lighter.
Bic lighter because it is lit in Detroit, even though it is cold. You know what? It is more lit than mom's spaghetti in Detroit, okay? Listen, this man, Blake Griffin, going to Detroit is probably the best thing to happen to Andre Drummond since increasing his free throw percentage, okay? This is what he needs. He's trying to show he can expand his game, and what better than having the former guy who was only a dunker, he was on path to being the next Sean Kemp without the getting fat part. And
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry. I'm playing 2K. It was a picture of Sean Kemp on Cleveland when he was fat. I'm sorry. It's the funniest shit in the world. Okay. Composure. Okay, Blake Griffin that was on the path of being the next Sean Kemp.
Wait, hold on. What is it with Cavs in the history of getting players that are washed up?
First Sean Kemp. Wallace and Shaq.
Then IT and D-Wade. Derrick Rose.
Jeff Green. Let's not forget about Jeff Green. They thought
LeBron was Darren Williams. To think that counts as all-star level talent. Hey, we got you Shaq, bro.
That was so sad, man.
Bro, we got a former MVP.
Hey, LeBron, you need help? How about the guy that you know, you got through way back when you were like 23, Ben Wallace? The only thing, he's like 40 now, you know? He can't move, but hey, he gets more than you. Like, what?
Anyways, yeah. Continue what you were saying. You were talking about Sean Kemp.
Blake Griffin, who was potentially going to be the next Sean Kemp, as in he was only a dunker. Like, Blake coming out of college, he was just a jumper. He only dunked, and that led to a lot of his injuries because he had to be airborne and putting nuts on people's foreheads, like Mozgov, RIP. So having him, who expanded his game so much, he has a jump shot, he can handle the ball, that's great for Drummond because Drummond is showing you he wants to expand his game. He was put in situations last year where he was getting hacked and getting sent to the free throw line, and can anybody tell me the last time a big man really improved their free throw percentage after, like, in 1 year's time? Like, for the past, I'm going to say past 5 to 6 years, all I've been hearing from people, from other fans, all I've been thinking to myself is, why don't big men ever improve their free throws? Why don't big men ever improve, like, their percentages? You have all the time in the offseason. Why are you practicing rebounding? You're fucking 7 feet tall. Like, what do you need to still practice that for? Practice. Get better. And Drummond's actually getting better, so I'm surprised by that. And, like, come on. The best big man he played beside was Boban. Like, Jesus Christ. Like, it was either Boban, and they put Tobias Harris at the four. Like, he never really had another big man to play against. So this kind of surge they have together is great. I'm glad to see they got chemistry. And like I said before, man, hey, it's lit in Detroit. It's lit like Bic. In the words of Lonzo
like
Ball.
Bic.
Lit like Bic.
And I'm not going to lie, bro. Like, when Blake Griffin, like, from what I've been seeing, this looks like the change of scenery that Blake really needed. Like, for once in a long time, like, it looks like Blake Griffin is actually having fun playing basketball. Because it looks like he's been stressed out by these expectations he's had in L.A. the past couple of years. So, shouts to Blake Griffin.
Now there's none of that stuff. It's literally, you're in Detroit. There ain't much to do. It's just basketball.
Exactly. You just play basketball. Right?
Just play basketball and dodge direction. Bullets.
Hey, if he get hit by a stray bull in Detroit.
That's the Clipper curse.
Followed him.
Followed him to Detroit.
No, but something else that Blake's actually been helping Andre out on is it takes the pressure off Andre Drummond. Like before, like Andre Drummond was the main focal point of the team's defensive schemes. They just focus everything on him, and that would make it harder for him to do what he does. Now they have Blake Griffin. Teams have to try and scheme to stop Blake Griffin, so it helps Andre Drummond look better, and it's probably going to even help Reggie Jackson look better when he comes back too, because Reggie Jackson can't be the guy on offense. Like, he was supposed to be but he was put into a position where he had to be the guy because there really wasn't anyone else, and he's not cut out to be that person. But that's now true. That he'll be, like, the third option, it'll make it a lot easier for him, I think, when defenses aren't as zeroed in on him.
Honestly, if Reggie Jackson was in your top four options, you're kind of screwed. Just saying. He flourished in a Thunder system where he was off the bench.
He was good his first, like, year and a half in Detroit.
Exactly.
He had that knee injury.
Well, you said in Detroit. Okay, I thought you meant he was good his first,
like, stint in Detroit, but then he had that knee injury. He's been struggling to come back since that. And then he went down with it.
I'm going to repeat that because maybe you didn't hear it. If Reggie Jackson is within your first top four options, you're screwed. All right? So maybe Ish Smith can be that guy. I don't know.
Wow. You put Ish over
Ish. Ish Smith.
You just said his backup is better than
Hey, his backup is way – I have way more confidence in Ish Smith leading my team offensively than Reggie Jackson right now. All right?
Wow. I think Reggie could ball out when he comes back.
Yeah, in the G League.
Gets his legs back. The disrespect.
Ball out in the G League, man.
Hey, but shout out to Cleveland. I'm looking at this box score right now, or the game of the score. They're beating the Magic right now.
What does that mean?
Oh, my God. Are we really giving them credit for beating the Magic? It's bad?
To the point where that's where they are now, where they had to get credit for beating Orlando.
Oh, my God.
Cleveland, they scored 43 points in the first quarter on Orlando.
He said break it up.
just blow it up, man. Like, trade everybody that's not LeBron. Let him walk. Like, trade Kevin Love for a bag of chips. You might as well just trade everybody for a bag of chips at this point. Just literally start from scratch. Because when LeBron leaves, your economy, the economy's going down. The economic value of Cleveland is already plummeting without LeBron. You might as well literally start from scraps again. I mean, there's no point even trying, like, you know, to get assets. You're terrible. You can't get assets. The assets you get are probably going to be like Emmanuel Mudiay. Like, that's probably going to be an asset you try to get.
Mudiay. Like,
the Cavs are they're a terrible organization that was saved by a GOAT. Like, literally, had they drafted Melo, oh my God, if the Cavs messed up and drafted Melo first, you know? Imagine what they would have been. Nothing. It would have been nothing. It would have been Melo and some tired braids. That's it. At least LeBron took them to the finals. You know, LeBron made them competitive. With LeBron, they don't get lottery picks with LeBron James on their team. So they can't build through the draft, and it's Cleveland. Like Jakim Noah said, one of the best Bulls centers ever. Have you ever? Every this time I say it, I'm sorry. One of the best centers. I'm telling you, bro. Who is it? You got him. You got Tyson Chandler and Will Perdue, bro. I'm telling you.
Oh,
and Bill Cartwright. I'm sorry. You can't forget about Bill Cartwright.
Oh, anyway. Wow. Damn.
Like Jakim Noah, one of the best Bulls centers ever.
Shouts to Artis Gilmore. We're not going to you put Will Perdue up there. Oh my God.
Like you said, man, who have you ever heard anyone say they want to go to Cleveland? Like, what's so cool about Cleveland? You know? Like, nothing. So they can't entice no free agents. It's just LeBron. So at this point, it's like he's going to leave. You know he's going to leave. You're not telling him about your front office decisions, which if you're not telling LeBron what you're deciding to do as a team, you might as well just cut him. I don't know. Like, what's the point? You might as well cut him. Like, let that man go. Like, LeBron, retire. Like, LeBron, the best thing for your career, bro, and this is your Nick Wright. I'm the black Nick Wright of the LeBron club, okay? LeBron can't do no wrong. It's never LeBron's fault, all right? It's everyone else's fault except for LeBron. Damn. And D-Wade.
That's tough.
It's everyone else's fault, all right? I'll point the finger to everybody, and even if LeBron goes out and pulls a 2011, you know who I blame? Dan Gilbert, because you should have put a better team around him.
I'm trying to turn on my buttons, dumb.
Anyway, bro. Go ahead, Bezo. I lost my thought. That was too funny.
Hold on. Never mind about this Cavs versus Orlando game thing. They turned on the game 4 down 0-3 to the Warriors switch from 3. So
they not missing?
Nah. J.R. Smith, like, 4 out of 5. Kyle Korver, 2 out of 5.
Did they turn on the switch?
But
did
the fact that they have to turn on the switch against the Magic.
Hey, man,
and low-key, I feel like Orlando still might make a comeback because no way Cleveland keeps up this shooting unless they got that exact switch.
Not even that. There's no way the Magic won't just end up scoring, you know, 135 points by the end of the game because Cleveland's defense is so terrible.
Yeah.
Especially with lineups like IT and D-Rose on the court together. Like, oh, my God.
You know what I just noticed? It's the two worst defenses in the league playing right now.
Jesus, this is going to be a high-scoring game.
That's why they're scoring.
Like, the one team that's worse than us.
You thought it
defense.
Was the switch, Dom. You thought.
They just got to play the one team that can beat.
The one team with defense is just as bad as theirs. The one team.
You thought, bro. Ain't no switch. It's a placebo. At
this guy here.
Yeah, that's crazy. The thing is, even if they do blow up the Magic, this game will be like, Cleveland's back.
I can see the headlines tomorrow.
This man, Negre, going to be like, you know what, Chris? I think they're back.
That man, Shannon Sharp, going to pull up with 3 backwoods and a little bottle of Hennessy. The king is back. Skip what I tell you.
This is Chris Axman, host of Deep Positioning, and I'm here to tell you a little bit about eLiquid.com. Step up your vape game this season. Try something new, replenish your favorite eLiquid, or treat yourself to an upgrade. Whatever you choose, eLiquid.com, sure to have it, value price, and ready to be shipped to you in lightning speed. They have amazing fast shipping, with most orders, including mine, shipping the same day when ordered at 2 p.m. Pacific time, with every type of product you could possibly imagine, not just e-liquid, but hardware, tanks, replacement coils, atomizers, batteries, accessories, and DIY supplies. eLiquid.com has you covered, and they always keep the customer in mind. eLiquid.com is all about making vape shopping easier. And plus, eLiquid.com has one of the most user-friendly shopping experiences around, with easy-to-navigate menus, descriptive product details, customer reviews to help you make the right choice. And the best part is, you can get 20% off your first purchase. Visit eLiquid.com, that's eLiquid.com/Almighty, and use promo code Almighty, ALMIGHTY, during checkout and get a 20% discount. That's 20% off at eLiquid.com/Almighty using the promo code Almighty during checkout, ALMIGHTY, and get a 20% discount on any vaping product at eLiquid.com.
I guess that's a good leeway into our next topic, which is the Cavs. Dom kind of touched on it a little bit a second ago. Reports came out that LeBron James started cussing out like executives and stuff with the Cavs because they're not filling him in on what their plans are, what they think, like what they plan to do, and he's not down with that. And he also came out and said that he's not waiving his no trade clause still, because teams have been calling to see about his availability and if he'd be willing to trade, waive his no trade clause.
I wonder what those teams are. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, so do
the
I,
Lakers.
Imagine like the Hornets calling up. Hey yo, so LeBron available?
But
we got Kemba.
We got Kemba and Dwight.
I heard y'all need some rim protection. You know what
y'all I'm need saying? Y'all need some youth. We got Dwayne Bacon and Malik Monk. We got it all down here in Charlotte. Need an all star, Kemba Walker.
He said he's chasing the ghost of Mike. I'm here, nigga. I'm here.
What's the better way to chase my ghost than with me?
He caught up at a.
You come play for the ghost of Mike.
Jesus Christ. No, but all seriousness, I think the Lakers are a team that went for him.
No, reports came out today saying the Lakers aren't going after LeBron anymore.
No, I'm saying because like a couple of days ago, they had that one rumor report that came out that said like the Lakers are in serious trade talks with Randall Clarkson and Nance.
Oh yeah.
I don't think Cleveland. Anything to that.
I mean, I'm just saying when I seen those three players being offered, I'm like, we can't be going for anyone less than LeBron James. Only other player, Kevin Love.
Or the Nets pick.
Are we really going for the Nets pick with those three players? Like, who will we get back? Like, JR, IT, and goddamn Tristan Thompson? No. Jesus Christ. I just thought about the salaries. No. Okay. Scratch that. My fault.
Lucky, anyway, they wouldn't have to take that much back since those aren't expensive.
Yeah, those contracts aren't that expensive. So you really would have to just take, like, you know, one IT and then, like, a Zizic or some shit. But still, it's just weird how that report came out. And then, like, the very next day or two, oh, the Lakers aren't going to deal with LeBron until 2019. So, like, come on. Like,
man, they're going to have to play Thompson, not LeBron. They got smart.
Exactly. You want to know why? Because a duo of Clay and Lonzo is just a championship waiting to happen.
Plus, he's already played under Luke Walton, so it makes a lot of sense.
We
perfect
need
fit.
A two.
If he leaves Golden State, Lakers would be like the perfect fit.
I'm just saying he leaves Golden State because he don't get as many shots. Make all the shots in the world in LA.
And plus, they probably won't have the money. So,
and what kind of drama are you gonna get with Clay and Kawhi? No drama.
Kawhi. Wait, what? Oh, you say talk about San Antonio?
I heard the Lakers are eyeing the 2019 free agency because Kawhi's there too.
Wait, he's a free agent in 2019?
I'm pretty sure.
I don't think
he has a what you call it. Does he have a
I don't know, but I just saw a picture of Kawhi on there too. So
wait,
I don't know. It might be false.
Is it fishy that the Lakers just said, you know what, we'll wait to 2019 to get LeBron? Isn't this year the year he has the player option to stay and then he'll sign in 2019 with a team if he decides to stay, which he won't.
Kawhi has a player option in the last year of his contract, which will be 2020. So he can be a free agent in 2019, yeah.
That might be the year.
2020?
He ain't going to no L.A. I can't see.
Hey, don't sleep on it. He's from L.A. Have you not seen his commercials? All he does is ride around in drop top, goddamn drop top cars with hydraulics, listening to Nipsey Hussle. I'm just saying.
Bro, if he leaves the Spurs, that's like, I feel like that'll finally be the time where the Spurs are bad.
I mean, but what if
it might be the moment people have been waiting for, bro? It's just like the Patriots.
20 years in the exactly. making.
Literally, 20 years in the making. Literally.
Hey, yo, just a disclaimer for future pods, bro. We don't try to purposely bring up the Cavs every pod. They just do some dumb shit every time.
Exactly. Y'all are like, this
single day.
That's what I'm saying. And we're like, is this the rock bottom?
And then y'all get lower.
Listen, guys, listen, my dishwashers, you guys will be surprised how many times we're about to record and we're coming up with topics and then we'll hear a headline, breaking news. LeBron James flips off assistant coach. Like, what? Like, we got to talk about this. Breaking news. Like, we're about to record. We have our topics, you know? We're going to talk about the Clippers. We're going to talk about the Celtics. We're going to talk about the Pistons. And then breaking news. LeBron says he's going to Houston. And then takes it back. Like, what? Wait. So, yes. Yeah,
just a disclaimer, you know what I mean? We're not running out of topics. It's just they're always a topic.
Right. And if you're mad that we're talking about LeBron, does your opinion matter? Because he's the GOAT. Like, why wouldn't you want to talk about the GOAT?
I don't know.
Like,
come on.
Why wouldn't you want to talk about the GOAT, man? Like, come on. Come on. That's like saying, why don't we want to talk about Jordan. LeBron? No. He said Jordan. Jesus.
What was the OG topic?
Oh, it's like we're talking about LeBron cussing out the executives and him saying he's not going to waive his no trade clause. First off, I got a question. Do you think that the Cavs should include LeBron in their conversations at this point when they're scared about him leaving?
I mean,
it's not even scared about them leaving. I think everyone knows he's leaving at this point.
Like, why would he stay?
But then the fact that he wants to be included, like, in the conversation, does that, like, indicate that maybe he's at least hasn't completely ruled out staying yet?
Yeah,
I feel like he really wants to stay. It's just, like, he doesn't cooperate with the management. Yeah.
Is it possible that, like, LeBron doesn't know what he wants to do yet? Like, he's literally waiting to the offseason to put all his thought into it?
It's possible. But I think
in free agency, when he's like, now that I look back at it, the Cavs didn't make any moves, it's really because he didn't commit. So, I don't know.
But if he commits and then he goes, see, I think LeBron's looking at it like this, too. He's made some real dumbass decisions. Like, when the Cavs let him decide and when the Cavs go by his word, you end up with J.R. Smith and Tristan Thompson contracts. Like, he made some real dumbass decisions. Yeah. Like really fucked up ones that fucked that team up. So is it possible that he's looking at it like, I don't want to fuck this thing up any more than I have already? Like, I don't want to commit and then go out and be like, oh, yeah, Kemba will help. And he comes and now he's averaging 15 and now the media's in my throat. What do you think the problem is with Kemba Walker? And now you have to come up with some bullshit like, oh, he's still fine when you think he's ass? Like, you gotta think like a goat sometimes, man. Like, if I woke up and I was LeBron, I just wouldn't know what to do, man. Like, I put my team in this shitty situation, and now people want me to commit and put myself in a more shitty situation? Nah, I'll ride it out to the free agency, bro. I'll just ride it out.
So you can't just stick it through.
I don't think committing is a good idea. I just don't think committing is a good idea though, because
it's not.
Like, who knows what moves they're gonna make? Who knows what's gonna happen in a year? A lot can happen one season. If you commit, then you committed. Mm-hmm. Like, no matter what, you could be screwed. You could be like, yeah, I'll stay. And the next thing you know, they go trade Kyrie Irving for Jeremy Lin.
But almost every single time, the Cavs management has shown that they can get players. Though it's not like he signed these 1 year deals and they're just getting him scraps. Like, what do you want? Most of the time he does get.
But then, like, what happens if, like, there's some huge injury to one of those key players? They do get, and then they won't be the same, but he committed to stay to this team, and now he's going to be stuck there where they can't make any more moves, and that's just basically going to be the end of his career for the next couple of years.
And let's not act like LeBron getting what he want on the Cavs is normal. That's normal as of lately. And that's because they know he... What? Yes, as of lately, as in the last 4 years lately. Let's not act like LeBron's entire stint with the Cavaliers has been, oh, asks for it, he gets it. Shaq, Ben Wallace, come on now. Let's not forget. Like, the Cavs are awful.
And that's another thing, too. They have a different GM now. The GM that was making those moves was David Griffin. Yeah, and fired his ass.
The real GM now is the owner, though. That other guy is just a puppet.
That's another thing, too.
And I just think that if the Cavs would have made the moves to show that they're still trying to win championships, even if they're having like this dysfunctional thing, like if they would have made the trade for Paul George and Eric Bledsoe, I think LeBron James probably would have stayed as long as something didn't go terribly wrong this year. Even if he said he's not going to commit, because they at least show that they're still in this with him. You know, they're still trying to fight, get that ring. But this time they're like, you know what? We're not going to do that because you can leave us. If you leave us, we're screwed. So we're not going to commit to you if you're not going to commit to us. So it just shows that, you know, there's no trust there.
Yeah, but can we agree it's both sides? Like, they have to cooperate.
It's like there's like not enough communication.
It's like a bad marriage.
Yeah.
And going back to the Bledsoe Paul George thing, was that the Cavs saying no, or was it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was the Cavs backed out after they went to LeBron asking if he'd commit. He says he's not.
See, that's the thing. Anything. If he said he wouldn't commit,
but he didn't want Kyrie traded. But
I don't think players should have to commit like that.
But he didn't want Kyrie traded. So I mean, thinking about it, if they came to him and said, "Oh, we're trading Kyrie for PG and Eric Bledsoe, will you commit?" And you don't want Kyrie traded, of course you're gonna say no. Like he said no because he doesn't want Kyrie traded.
But why were they even looking to trade Kyrie in the first place?
Because David Griffin, it was like a contingency plan because David Griffin, like, he was like the Cavs counselor, a therapist, or whatever, and like the players would go to him. And I'm pretty sure Kyrie Irving had been going to him because he said he felt like a Kyrie Irving would, this was the year that he asked to be traded because he wasn't as happy anymore. So it was like just in case, like, this is probably about to happen type trade thing.
Okay.
So yeah, that whole situation was low key just a big misunderstanding, because from the story I heard, wasn't it like after that Kyrie heard that they went to LeBron about him getting traded, so he figured that LeBron wanted him traded, so then he really demanded a trade that was the story I heard. So I was like, dang, like LeBron, you want him gone? Then comes out LeBron doesn't want him gone, so that's why he said no in the first place. This is it's like a soap opera. That's all it is, a damn soap opera.
Yeah. I mean, my view is the reason they even looked into trading Kyrie was because LeBron was asking for more help to beat Golden State, and they really didn't have any piece to give up to other teams aside from Kyrie. Yeah,
that's true.
Really give up much for love.
And before anybody goes, and I'm talking dishwashers, before any of you tweet, Snapchat, anything stupid like, why does LeBron need more help? The Warriors got freaking KD after they lost. Like I don't think you understand. They got the second best
player in the NBA.
Thank you. Like, I don't think you understand. If the team you just beat that was a 73-win team comes out and they get the second best player in the league, you're asking for help to beat them. Like, you need help to beat them.
But didn't he get it? Didn't he get it?
Yeah, you're right. Dwayne Wade, you're right.
Didn't Derek get it, Rose. Though? I mean, weren't we saying going into the season, this might be the greatest going into the season.
If Isaiah Thomas was still Kyrie Irving, they would have had a much better chance, yeah.
Right.
I mean, I wasn't saying this is the greatest LeBron team.
I'm not
going to
lie, IT been hella disappointed.
But see, with IT, I'm not disappointed in IT. I'm just patiently waiting. Like I said, I said this from in the offseason. Like, IT is not going to be himself until before the playoffs.
Bro,
and that's because he's been rehabbing his injury. Like, people don't understand. With athletes, a lot of athletes, a lot of this stuff is like psychological, and a lot of these niggas have a lot of routines. So the fact that he went into this off, like this offseason, and he went into the preseason without doing anything he normally does before the season starts and when the season's about to start, he didn't prepare like he usually does. He wasn't in training camp with the team like he really wanted to, wasn't running like he wanted to. He was out of shape when he came back. Like, he was just rehabbing his hip. So I'm not really expecting to see the IT from Boston, honestly, at all, because he's not in that system, but not even half of that, because he's just not himself. I got to wait till he gets comfortable, till he gets his rhythm back. After I see about a good, if I see a good 5 to 7 game stretch of him dropping like 20 points, 24, 25 points between that range constantly, then I'll be like, okay, IT's back. And if he drops from that to being ass again, I'm like, okay, IT, your ass. But I just got to see him find his rhythm. Got to see him find his flow.
Like, I know this has been brought up a bunch as of late, but can you look at Isaiah Thomas, Jay Crowder, and Avery Bradley? We have three guys who are excelling in Boston. They get out of Boston, and now all three of them look like trash.
They all look ass, yeah, man.
Is that a coincidence?
Brad Stevens, man.
Another one too. Another one too is, I know this was like before this offseason, was Evan Turner.
Yeah,
low key.
Yeah, he looked pretty ass. Decent in Boston.
He looked pretty ass.
And now, he's got that big contract from Portland, and
he's ass. I wonder what Marcus Smart is, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, that boy. Scares me. Whatever team, like you hear about the Celtics putting up a trade for a first round pick, yo, that team's about to get robbed.
Whoever they let fleece them, whoever they fleece to get Marcus Smart to for a first round pick, you're an idiot.
Like, I've said this a lot about Brad Stevens before. Like, he's doing a lot with not a lot of talent. And now that he's getting actual talent, he's, like, number one defense in the league, first seed. It's crazy.
It just makes so much sense. Like, right before he got traded to Boston, Jay Crowder was a nobody under the Dallas Mavericks. Avery Bradley, before the team started to play good, he was all right because he still had Brad Stevens, but he wasn't anything special. Isaiah Thomas got there. He was like a six-man, like a fringe starter, a six-man type player. He gets there, he looks like a star. All these guys come in, they're not really anything, and all of a sudden they look much better than they actually are. They leave Boston, and now they don't look so good anymore.
No. Stop sugarcoating it. They're ass. Say it. Say it with me, SEC. They're ass.
Yeah.
Now say it, bro.
You got to say it.
Yeah,
their eyes.
You know, I just don't think that. I think we might be waiting for Isaiah Thomas to become something that he can't be on the Cleveland Cavaliers.
See, I'm not saying he got to return to the IT that we seen in Boston,
but at least the Phoenix IT.
I mean, not even that. Just give me 21 points a game. Give me 22 points a game. Give me that. Like, what is he giving you now?
Boston
like 15,
bro. That's pretty much Boston IT.
Boston IT was giving you damn near 30. Come on now.
Yeah. For one season.
I mean, before that, what was it?
I thought it was like 23, 21.
Okay, give me that.
Oh, my God.
See.
That was in the Brad Stevens system.
I mean, too. But that
and
wasn't
he was healthy.
But see, that wasn't the best of him in the Brad Stevens system. The best of him in the Brad Stevens system was 30 points. I'm not saying 15, he needs to be that.
Isaiah, 2015, 2016 Isaiah Thomas wasn't even that good looking back.
Chill out.
It was what?
He was coming off the bench. He was coming off the bench most
22
of the year.
What? No, the 2015, 2016, he was.
Oh, 2015. Yeah.
I mean, it was 22 points on 42% from the field, 36% from three.
I mean, but we're talking about him just giving you 22 points playing on the Cavs with the goat.
Like, low key, he's looking like he might be Phoenix IT without the shooting.
Damn, what is that?
Jesus.
15 points.
The 60th pick?
That's a 5'9" defensive liability, Marcus Smart.
40% from three that year in Phoenix.
Low-key, this man IT done resorted back to the 60th pick. That's sad.
Yo.
But
he done regressed so bad because of a hip injury.
So bad. Like, his three-point shooting got even worse. It was at 25. Now it's at 23.
Wow. I mean, you know LeBron's stat pads. The ball's in his hands like John Wall. How is he supposed to get open threes?
He said LeBron's that.
Yeah, I'm just saying, ever since that little thing about LeBron's stat pattern came out, I'm starting to look at the NBA now, and it's not just LeBron. A lot of players do it. Russ. If you want to talk about stat pattern, LeBron does it. Russ does it. John Wall, stat pads. A lot of players stat pad. So, it's not bad.
That's a question I have, too, because we always bring up the 60s having, like, inflated stats.
Can we
also say that, to a degree, this era has slightly inflated stats?
No, I'm not joking.
In certain areas, for sure, like with a higher pace and then more threes being shot, players, of course, are going to score more points.
Yeah, because I feel like a lot of players are putting up numbers, but when you look at how they dominate compared to their peers, like, I don't think... I just don't care
for the whole argument of, like, inflated stats or stat padding, because it is what it is. If a guy's going to go out there and average 30 points, 10 assists, and 10 rebounds, then he averaged 30 points, 10 assists, and 10 rebounds. If he was winning, then that's great. That's all. You don't really need to look too deep into it, because then you just kind of... It kind of takes the entertainment or the fun that's value true. Out of it, too.
But see, listen, I agree with you, SEC, but at the same time, back in those days, there was years where no 3-point line, but them niggas were still averaging more points and more like shots and rebounds than today's NBA. I don't know how the fuck that's even possible. like, how are you getting that many? Like, the pace they played at was unhuman. I was about to say inhuman.
Yeah.
This was unhuman. Like, they played at in like illegal pace. I don't get that. So,
illegal pace.
Bro, like, literally, if you look at the shot attempts from like this season alone, and goddamn when probably Bill Russell won his third ring, you'll be in awe.
Yeah, that's true.
That's how them niggas was getting like 35 rebounds in a night, like Wilt.
But that's the thing with a lot of players, as you said, it's not just LeBron. There's also, to a degree, James Harden and Russell Westbrook. And those type of guys. I bet you in 10 years, people will really be making the argument of James Harden over Kobe. Like, is that...
And I'm going to slap the shit out.
Exactly. That's the thing. They're going to make that debate, and it's going to be based on purely, basically, those stats. Kobe was a better scorer,
and that's it.
And
that's what people will be saying.
That's really what they're going to say, and they're going to say that he had a lot of help. Like, people are really going to say that.
And I'm gonna be like, well, if you're looking at them stats, I'm gonna need you to scroll over and show me how many free throws he shot a game, and tell me that stat too, since we argue in stats. Because until no one ever argues, well, unless you're talking about like the negatives with James Harden, no one ever brings up how many free throws he shoots. And if unless you watch him play, you won't understand why that's a negative. That's a negative to the game. That's a bad look on the game as a whole, not to James Harden. I mean, it's smart. Like, abuse the system, but still, to the game, that's terrible. He just runs through the lane, holds the ball out, and just drops it and gets a call. Like, that's terrible.
Yeah. And you got guys, people saying Kobe right now is already, like, inefficient. When if you look at it in context of those stats, I really don't think Kobe was ever inefficient. I'm not going to lie.
That's just how the game was played back then.
Exactly. So, I don't know. Is it... I just think stats are low key, inflated.
Like, they expected them to be shooting like over 50% from the field. That would have been unreal like 10 years ago.
Exactly. Most players back then were shooting like 42, 44.
He really based his game off like the mid range and then, you know, of course, driving and stuff. But if he was shooting like over 50% from the field, no.
Yeah.
What's good, y'all? This is your boy Justin, aka Just Blaze, host of Above the Rim. And if you want a raw take on the NBA, Above the Rim is a show for you. With dope beats and entertaining guests each week, we offer a great new insight on all things NBA. You don't want to miss it. Find it on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and the Almighty Baller Network.
But, what was the original topic?
Jeez,
how did we get there? That's crazy.
I mean, we're talking about stat padding and LeBron.
Oh, yeah. Man, stat padding, I really don't... I'm not going to say I don't believe that players do it, because I do think there are times in which they'll be like, oh, if I get one more rebound, I'll have a triple-double or something like that, and then it'll look good on their resume. People get people talking about it more because, you know, everyone thinks 20 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists is much better than 20 points, 10 rebounds, and 9 assists for some reason.
But hey, bro, it's the sex appeal, man. It looks good in my eyes. Looks good in my eyes, man. It just looks way better. But, bro, there's like, but you can find videos and like clips of players like going out and be like, oh, I need one more rebound. Yeah. I'm going to shoot on my own basket and get the ball. Like, you can, like, there's players that do that. So, stat padding is definitely a thing. It's just, people are saying, I think it's not as, like, I'm not going to say it's bad. It's not as, it's not as common. I don't think it's as common as people think, like, saying it is. Like, people are just saying, oh, he's stat padding.
If
like,
you get a triple double, he's stat padded.
Yeah. Like, oh, you got a triple double? Stat padding. Most triple doubles, he stat padded that whole year. Like, that's OD.
Yeah.
There's players that stat pad, but just to sit there and say, oh, my dude, you got the ball in your hands all the time? Yeah, you're stat padding. Like, no. That's not true.
And I also
unless you're John Wall.
And it also depends on, like, whether or not the stat padding is coming at the expense of the team. Like, if the team is winning and the guy is out there getting his numbers and it's actually helping the team, then let him go get his numbers if it's helping the team. Like, I forget, like, what the Thunder's record is when Russell Westbrook has a triple-double. It's, like, much better than when
positive as shit. That's what
it is. It's, like, 70-something and, like, 10 to 20 or so. It's, like, ridiculous. They win so much more when he gets a triple-double.
It's basically a regular season record in the
NBA. And yet people get mad at him for stat padding. It's, like, well, it's winning them games.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first from SEC himself, your favorite YouTuber. It's okay to stat pad as long as you're winning. You heard it here first.
Yeah, if it's not coming at the expense of a team, if you're not like, you know what, screw, if we get this win, I don't care. I'm going to get this triple-double. Let me just stand under the rim the entire time, leave my man wide open. Hopefully he misses so I can get a rebound. Then it's a problem.
Yeah. Look, all I'm saying is when we look back 10 years from now, I just want people to look at the context of these stats and not just say, oh, he averaged more points, more rebounds, assists.
It's going to be, for like newer fans, it's going to be really hard to do. Because they won't go back and like watch old footage and
exactly, and you know there's gonna be those IG pages that post those stupid ass posts comparing stats. Like
and then with the way like advanced analytics are going,
I
can only imagine the dumbass statistics people are gonna pull up. You know, over the season, his per 82 per game,
per 82,
his per 82 numbers this season were amazing. You know, I understand he only played 50 games. But his per 82, his numbers would have been like, oh my god.
Bro, his per 4 Gatorade numbers, it's insane. it's gonna get much worse.
Like I'll be looking at these ESPN articles and they use like these weird ass like advanced stats to put this player over that player. Like that was a big reason as to why ESPN put fucking Jay Crowder over DeMar.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell?
Like what, like once you see that stuff, that's when you have to be like, all right, this can be useful in some situations, but maybe we shouldn't use it to determine how good a player actually is.
Anytime there's a stat that's using hypothetical numbers, I think you should just throw that shit out the window. And I'm talking about the per 36 shit. Per 36 is literally, to me, and this is just to me, call me old school, I guess, but I'm sorry. If you're telling me there is a stat that projects what a player would have, like his averages would be if he played 36 minutes, and you're going to go off that? How good he is, like you're fucking stupid. You're stupid, bro. Like you're gonna argue with me about how Nerlens Noel is really better than Andre Drummond because it's per 36. Like you're gonna do that? Like come on! Like don't argue hypothetical numbers. Like event stats, honestly, for some people are killing the game because you'll argue some base numbers that you can actually watch the game and see. You can see a guy's, I'm not gonna say you can see his field goal percentage, but you can see like, okay, if a guy's shooting terribly, you can kind of see why based off his shot selection. If a guy's playmaking, it'll show up in his assists or in the team assists or whatever. You can see those things. But don't sit here and try to talk to me about per 36 and his per 100 possessions and his true shooting percentage. I understand he might not be able to shoot regularly, but his true shooting percentage, bro, it's pretty high. His true shooting percentage is pretty high. Like, that's nerd shit. You're playing Dungeons & Dragons at that point. Like, honestly.
Oh, man.
You're playing Dungeons & Dragons if you're arguing with me about that, goddamn.
Like, they don't even, like, really watch the games. They just go over the stats at the end of the score, run some calculations.
Yep.
It's just stupid. It's just stupid when they use it for players that play 18 minutes. I'm like, bro, right. they're playing 18 like, minutes double for a reason. Step. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It depends on the situation. Like, it's if a player is so playing like 32 things. Minutes and he's putting up like 23 points, that doesn't really justify how good his numbers are. But we're talking about like fucking, I don't know, Jonas Valanciunas.
Right, exactly.
Averaging a per 36 of 30 points and 15 rebounds. But in reality, he's really putting up 5 points 12 on points. 8 minutes. Like, the dude is ass. You know, per 36, bro. He's not getting minutes for a reason.
And I know it's going to be some dishwashers out there breaking their dishes because they mad because they use advanced stats. It's okay that you don't know the way, okay? We'll show you the way, all right? We will show you how to analyze basketball like a normal
you just watch respectable the game.
Human.
That's all
bro. You got to do. Just thank you. Just watch the game. You see his rebounds? There you go. You see his assists? There you go. You see his field goal and 3-point field goal percentage? There you go.
It's not that hard to tell if a player is good or bad if you watch him play.
Thank you. You shouldn't have to. If you have to bring a calculator.
Let me clap this. We gotta hold up. We gotta clap it up for the Cavs real quick. They doing something that only the Cavs can do this season. They were up by like 17 at the half, and now 4 minutes into the game. Now 4 minutes into the third quarter, they're only up by 5. They let Orlando score like 20 points in the first 4 minutes of the quarter.
Who has a worse defense? Orlando versus Cleveland.
Oh my god.
With the KD stopper and Jay Crowder.
They legit let this guy score 21 points in 5 minutes. Orlando.
Just my SEC dying.
Alfred Payton is probably going off right now.
What's going on?
That is tough. That's tough. Hey, but going back to advanced analytics, bro. Just if you're gonna use it, at least just know what you're talking about. Like, don't just bring up shit and say.
Going back to advanced analytics, if you're gonna use it, don't fucking use it. There you go. If you have to bring a calculator out to judge basketball, you're fucking stupid. I'm sorry. Don't calculate numbers and tell me who's better. Like, if you, I gotta measure all of his shooting percentages this season and then divide it by 4 and then divide that by 2 and then multiply it by how many times he shot the ball, and that's how you'll know what his real shooting percentage is. Like, bro, what, like, what is this even basketball or is this math class? Like, what the fuck are you just, what are you doing? This is stupid. Yeah.
And that shit, you can just literally say it's a system. Like, you don't have to do all that math, bro. Like, just say he's shooting more because of the system.
It's not yes. That oh, and by the way, since we brought this up earlier, ESPN, you're officially ass. I'm sorry. I just had to say
Cleveland
that.
Cleveland up by 1. Orlando oh scored. God. Orlando scored 4 more points in 15 seconds.
Oh my!
Yo, Cleveland, your ass. Jesus, I gotta look at this box score. Hold on, who's getting
it's
off right now?
77 to 76 right now. Cleveland up. By
who's Orlando's leading scorer, bro?
Alfred Payton. No, I hope it is.
It's
I'm just
Fournier. Like, it's Evan Fournier.
Evan Fournier. And then Jonathan Simmons been doing work
too.
Wow.
The nigga who said I'm not going to Cleveland.
He was ahead of the curve.
He was like, you niggas think I'm going Kyrie there? Shit.
Hey, the score is tied.
What does that mean? It's the magic.
Alfred, hold on. This nigga Alfred Payton got... Oh, it's the third quarter. Never mind.
Yeah, Alfred Payton got almost 10 points, 8 assists in the third
quarter. Yeah, I'm going to say he almost got a double-double. I thought it was about to be halftime, but no, they're in the third quarter.
He knows he's doing work.
But still.
6 from the field, 10 points,
I'm about to say he's efficient as hell. He ain't even shoot a 3.
His per 36 stats are...
He only got 2 turnovers.
And Orlando has the lead.
Oh man. Meanwhile, you go to Cleveland. This is why Cleveland loses games. Because every time you go look at the box score for Cleveland, LeBron's leading in scoring. And then you're sitting there looking like, what the hell is such and such doing from the floor? Like IT shooting 3 for 10. You know? What are you doing? Jay Crowder shooting 1 for 5. It's always the fucking ex-Celtic players. It's always got me like, what are you doing?
We low-key sabotage. I'm not going to lie.
Bro.
They was like, we're going to take your point guard and fuck you up.
What's Jay Crowder's like stats this year? I had never even looked at it.
Okay. Ass. Don't look at it. Okay. It's not
they're
worth
down,
it.
They're down all over the place.
Okay. Everything
including, is including
down.
Minutes. And don't tell me per 36.
He got 9 points, basically 3 rebounds. 25 minutes per game, 42%.
But look at the per 36.
I guarantee you his per 36 is worse than his regular stats last year.
Loki probably is. It goes down. They subtract points.
His per 36 subtracts. Oh, if you put him on the floor longer, he's going to be ass.
That's another thing, bro. If you look at Jay Carter's per 36, they're better than what they were last year, bro. But if you watch him play, you know he's not ass. A better player.
He is clearly ass. Like, clear as day, he's ass.
Exactly.
But his per 36 says he's better if you play more minutes.
So just give him minutes.
If you give him minutes, he'll get better. Like, no, he's not a rookie. No, it doesn't work like that. He doesn't develop. This is who he is. A nobody.
Yeah. Oh,
No, he was a nobody before he went to the Celtics. I knew he was a nobody. And then he got this ego about him. Like, he's just so good. He's just such a great player because the white people in Boston hyped his head up. That's who it was. Every time you look in the crowd, it was white people cheering him on, you know. And then he got Gordon. Exactly, and he got mad.
Yeah, that shit. I was like, what the hell? He's better than you. What the hell?
He got mad at that. Yeah. That's how I knew he was ass. That hurt my feelings. Y'all supposed to be my home crowd.
Look at you now. This is why they don't want you.
Exactly. You know what's bad when Cleveland's booing you. And you're on their team.
B-Souls. If you had a chance to get him back in a trade, would you do it?
No.
If you had a chance to get Isaiah Thomas back, would you do it?
No.
Loki?
I'm sorry, bro. No.
He's like, I got Kyrie now. What's IT?
Like, just the drama problems he'll bring back alone. He's not even with the second round draft.
Get that drama problems.
Hey, but he's, you know, 3 of 11 from the field, 11 points.
How many assists?
He
actually got 8 assists.
No fucking way. How many turnovers?
None.
What? Okay. Improvement.
IT got 8 assists.
He's low-key just giving the ball to LeBron. That's it.
Low-key, because LeBron got 24 points. Or LeBron's just scoring himself, and IT's been giving the ball to Tristan Thompson and J.R. Smith the whole time. One or the other. You look at D-Rose in his 6 minutes of gameplay, 1 rebound, and that's it. Oh, my God. Yo, cut D-Rose, man. Why is he in the league? This nigga's useless. D-Rose is literally... It's literally like somebody went to D-Rose's 2K player and just degraded all his stats. It was like, fuck this nigga. Thing is awful.
If I'm the Cavs right now, I'm not gonna lie. I start Jose and bench IT, bro.
Yeah, they were winning with Jose. Yeah.
That's sad.
But that would just create more locker room
problems. Man, who cares?
Nigga, you know what I'd do if there was locker room problems? I'll pull up everybody's stats. Y'all want to get mad? Yo. Explain this. Get mad at this. IT.
Did y'all see Shannon Sharpe's soliloquy when Kevin Love got injured? That shit was hilarious. He was like impersonating Kevin Love, and he was like, "So y'all getting at me for missing the game? Hi, IT. Where you been at the last 6 months? D Rose came back." With a fade when he came in with dreads, but y'all not getting at him. I was like, oh, Shannon, chill out.
He came back with a fade and he came in dreads. Yo, Shannon Sharpe's that dude.
And then Shannon Sharpe's like, and we not even gonna talk about LeBron having more turnovers than us. I was like, whoa, he's getting that LeBron now. What the hell? Chill out.
That is true, man. Hey, look, I never point the finger at LeBron, but listen, when you start getting more turnovers than assists, that's not GOAT like LeBron. That's Rose-like.
Rose-like.
Wait, what happened? Did someone tear his ACL?
Oh.
Who?
On what team? On what team?
Don't you say the Cavs.
Oh, is it Porzingis?
Not the unicorn. Live from the dish. He tore his ACL. Chill out, did he?
I think. Like, someone just posted it in the Discord.
Wait till you get an alert.
It's like a video of it and everything.
Oh.
Whoa. Hold on.
Now we gotta investigate. Live look at us investigating breaking news.
Yo, there's no word on it, though. There's no diagnosis. It just happened, but Jesus.
He's grabbing his leg. That's tough.
Hey, Knicks fans.
Dang.
That's tough. That's tough. KP Dang. Has to be carried off. Yeah, it's a wrap.
Bro, it's the All-Star wrap. Curse continues.
Wait, was he on... Don't tell me he was on Team LeBron.
I think he was, wasn't he?
God
he was.
Damn it, LeBron!
Team LeBron, Team LeBron been looking hella sus too.
Bro, if Ben Simmons is... Hold on.
Let's talk about that too, bro. Team LeBron is looking sus right now.
Yo, if I was anybody on Team LeBron, I'm withdrawing my name from the All-Star game right now.
Yo, bro. Andre Drummond, get out, please.
Kyrie, get the fuck out of there, bro.
Kyrie about to be like, surgery?
Oh, no.
KD, stay on the team. KD, stay on the team. Don't withdraw.
Bro.
Now, low-key, if my nigga Ben Simmons isn't an All-Star, I'm boycotting the All-Star game. I'm not going to lie to you. If they find somebody else to put on Ben Simmons.
I don't know how I feel about that, though. If it took 3 injuries for me to make the team.
Bro, they put Goran Dragic on the team. If they
what you mean? No, chill out. Chill on Goran.
No.
Compare Ben Simmons.
He's the best player on the third best team in the East. Chill out.
Man.
Is he even the best player?
Poster's more of an all-star.
Yes, he is. Chill out.
Well, first of all, he's not better. Listen, Bam
he
Abadayo
is better than Hassan. Stop.
Bam Adebayo is better. James Johnson is better. We all know Deion Waiters is better.
He is.
Tyler
chill
Johnson
out.
Is better.
Chill out. Let me look up his per 36, bro.
Oh,
hey,
God.
Blake Griffin about to be an all-star.
Yo, low-key, they really would do that.
I honestly feel bad for Ben Simmons.
If they did that, I'm boycotting. Like, there's no way a nigga who has only played 4 games in the East is an Eastern all-star.
Damn.
That's like Caitlyn Jenner getting the Woman of the Year award. The Woman of the Year award, and she was only a woman for like 2 months.
Bro.
Sad, man. That's sad. Ben Simmons, bro. Give my man Ben Simmons.
No, you don't want him on there. He could go down next.
Jesus Christ. But no reserves got hurt yet, so I think they're free.
Good thing Embiid's not on Team LeBron, though.
On a side
note, oh, my God.
On a side note, the Celtics are getting blown the fuck out. The Raptors by 21. Jesus Christ. That's tough.
It's the third quarter.
What you mean? Yo,
the Celtics have a good comeback record.
First of all,
right?
It's the Raptors. Once you see them in the playoffs, you're gonna sweep them. So is it even a goddamn worry? Like, who cares?
They don't have Kyrie right now either. They don't got Kyrie.
No, they do.
Oh, never mind.
He's just not doing shit.
He's doing shit. This man Al Horford has 0 points. So
it's Al Horford.
He was great the last game. So
he hit a game winner against the Bulls.
You know, that means he got
shout out to my dude Terry. He's coming off the bench and still outscoring Kyrie. What the hell?
Shout out to Terry. You about to get
traded. Scary Terry.
You about to get traded.
Agent, once he comes to agent, some team's gonna sign him to like some ridiculous contract, and then it's gonna be the Boston effect all over again.
He's ass.
Or he's an asset we can throw in for AD. Y'all want a point guard of the future, right?
Low key, if Rondo goes down, then I definitely see him doing that shit. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Man, hey, let's talk about the Pelicans because this team is super desperate. Like they
I
are
hope too.
They are determined not to give up Anthony Davis. They went out and signed Emeka Okafor.
That shit was the saddest shit
when
I've
saw
seen.
That cross my phone, I had to double.
And then
so
they showed
times.
The picture. This man, Emeka Okafor, yes. In a
SpongeBob uniform. In the G League.
They really signed this dude, right? They really signed this dude. That's tough.
You telling me Larry Sanders is out there, but y'all still choose Emeka Okafor?
That's a SpongeBob, man.
Jesus.
And then they trade one of their only first round draft picks for Nikola Mirotic. I'm like, bro, Nikola's fine.
They're desperate.
But nah, I'm biased.
But stop. I guess this could be the last straw. Like, they can't even afford to give up. I don't know if they can afford to give up 80 anymore.
Low key, honestly though, they can keep Boogie. Who's gonna want Boogie after this injury?
I can see them offering Boogie the max. They're gonna throw the max to Boogie. Not too many other teams I don't think will be willing to right now.
Like if you're really signing Nikola Mirotic and Emeka Okafor in an effort to make the eighth seed. That's just desperate. What the heck?
To hold on because they're sliding.
I know.
They have to try to hold on over the Clippers to make the eighth seed. Yo. New Orleans, y'all don't need to exist as a franchise no more.
They might as well just go ahead and move New Orleans to goddamn Vancouver.
Vancouver Pelicans.
Something.
Yeah.
The Vancouver Maple Leafs.
Speaking of trades, though. A trade deadline is, what, Thursday? Yeah, and not much has gone down. Not much big besides Blake Griffin. Everything else has been, like, pretty small, like the Nikola Mirotic stuff that's pretty much irrelevant moves. But there's still some names being floated around. There's still DeAndre Jordan, Lou Williams, Tyreke Evans, of course, Julius Randle, Jordan Clarkson, Avery Bradley, Kemba. Do you guys see any of those guys getting traded?
I see Tyreke.
I definitely see Tyreke moving.
Because they're actually like sitting him out. Same thing with what happened with Bledsoe before he got traded.
Yeah, and Nikola Mirotic.
They was like, damn, this nigga's too good. We weren't expecting to get this good of a Tyreke. Mm-hmm. Damn it. Now we got
to
trade him.
We were trying to tank. Chill out.
We thought you were going to regress. You progressed.
Well, where do you think Tyreke could end up at? Like, where do you see him?
You know where.
Boston, yeah.
You
know where. They got to move Marcus Smart first. They got to suck at someone.
First round. Okay. He's a restricted free agent that's probably going to want, like, $12
million. $12 million a year for Marcus Smart?
That's not bad. I'll take that.
I wish someone would.
These contracts out here. This nigga Tyler Johnson got, like, 17, 18
That's what I'm saying. That's not bad. That's not bad, bro.
Man, I'm telling you. I'm giving, in his contract with all the players that come out of Boston, I'm putting a clause in, if you look like you suck, you're gone. We're giving you we'll give you $5 million the first year. If you play better, it goes up to $12 to $15 million. If not, you're out of here. That's the contract for every player that comes out of Boston from now on.
Low key, is teams even going to trade with Boston? Because now they're just going to be like, yo, you're not about to fuck me over.
We need a test period.
Yeah, we need a test run. Let's have a little quick scrimmage real quick. That. We got to see how he plays when he's not wearing green. Let's make sure we're not getting fleeced.
We need a 30-day warranty.
Warranty? We need Apple Care.
I can see him going to Boston for sure. I'm kind of worried about the Warriors might be looking into him because they said they're looking to upgrade their bench.
I heard they're trying to look at Bradley. I'm like, chill out, bro. Chill out. IT already can't score, bro. Chill out.
That's just embarrassing.
Not really about to score like 4 points.
Yeah. IT Thompson or Avery Bradley on him at all times.
But wait, what are they going to trade to get like Tyreke Evans or Avery Bradley?
I don't know.
I don't know if it's like official, but like people were throwing out Iggy, McCaw.
Definitely McCaw. Iggy. Why not? You got Nick Young. You need Iggy. Like, why do you need Iggy now, bro? You got Nick Young.
Yeah, so those names, I forgot who else, like a young big man. I know it's not Jordan Bell, but someone else young.
JaVale McGee.
Yeah, so something like that.
First of all, if you're taking a trade package with JaVale McGee in it, you're desperate. Psst. Who's trading for JaVale McGee?
The Grizzlies.
Jesus Christ.
If Golden State gets AB, it's done. It's done.
Is it really done?
Hasn't been doing much.
I'm about to say, I mean, we're not talking about Celtics.
Maybe he can thrive in Golden State system like he thrived in
Boston.
He's still
a 15 point per game scorer, though.
That's not a good 15 points. That's not a good 15 points.
I mean, y'all were trying to make him like the number one option.
He was trying to make himself that.
Thank you. He did that to himself. No one told him to do that. We, that nigga pulled a Reggie Jackson.
We were screaming, "Don't Jackson? Shoot!"
I don't know. I'm just saying. At least, at the very least, defensively, that's gonna be OD.
At the least, defensively this year, he's looked pretty normal. But we are talking about a player who plays better in systems. So I mean, the Warrior system is far better than the Pistons system. So
yeah, but he needs like a. He's a system player. Yeah, like Dom said, he's a system player.
So, I mean, if you put him in a good system, then not saying that, then he'll be scary. Because all you got to do is not fuck up when you play on the Warriors. Like, you know, it must be great going from organizations where, you know, you have to do everything or you have to be that guy or you just got stressed. So now it's like, my nigga, just don't fuck up. Like, just get on the court and limit your turnovers. That's it. That's all you got to do. Limit your turnovers. We'll do the rest.
But if they get AB, is that the best defensive team of the modern era?
No. What? No.
What's your... All right, who's better?
Pistons.
I mean, I don't consider that modern era anymore.
Well, what would you consider modern era then?
Like since 2010.
Since 2010?
Yeah.
I was thinking like 80s, since the
80s.
80s? I was thinking 2000.
That's modern?
That's smarter than
they just introduced the 3-point line, didn't they? Right?
Or 90s, since 90s.
I just think the game has changed too much since then for it to be considered.
First of all, if you can still spear somebody out the air and only get a personal foul, that's not the modern era.
Yeah. All right. Since 2000, there you go.
Then there was like hand checking and stuff back then.
I don't know about this.
It was like,
this might be better. That Pistons team was OD, but I don't know. This might be better, man.
I'm just saying that Pistons team won a game without scoring in the fourth quarter.
Jesus Christ. What? Wait,
when was that? When was that? What the hell?
That's some unheard of shit. Hold on. Against who?
I forgot who it was, but they won a game without scoring the first quarter.
If it was against the trash team, it doesn't count.
I have so much more respect for them niggas now just after hearing that. How do you win a game without scoring in the fourth? Who the hell did you play?
Let me see. I'm trying to research. B-Souls.
If they were up by 30.
B-Souls. Them niggas won a game without scoring in the fourth. Them niggas are a better defensive team. I mean,
they were up by 40, bro.
I'm pretty sure they wasn't up by 40. Come on now.
Oh, man.
Okay.
I only can know what year it was.
Are they at least top three?
They're definitely top three. Modern era, they're definitely top three. I wouldn't dispute that. But I just
that
think
team,
that...
the amount of lockdown defenders that team only has.
But only reason Jesus I say Christ. The Pistons is because they didn't have a tremendous like offensive player. They didn't have a superstar. They didn't have just like a straight offensive slugger or offensive juggernaut just to give the ball to the score. So they compensated that with having a great defense, just being a great team. That's why I said they're better. Like regardless how good the defense is for the Warriors, nigga, they have Curry, Klay, and KD. Like, even on a night where they're playing bad defensively, they'll still outscore you by a lot. They can have a terrible defensive game and they'll still outscore you.
Yeah. I don't know, bro. It just seems like they have like four players that could legitimately be all NBA team defenders.
Who?
AB, Klay, Draymond.
Oh, you
KD,
said with
bro?
AB. Oh, with AB.
Yeah,
okay.
with AB.
I think you talking about now, like nigga, who?
Yeah.
Is that four?
But that shit is just crazy. And then Curry's led the league in steals 1 year, so it's not like ass on defense, you know? One-on-one, he's ass.
Like, he's a team defender.
He's a good team defender.
You just need some other people, you know, to strengthen his flaws. Cover him up. Hey, shout out to Cleveland. Shout out to Cleveland. Y'all ain't lost yet. Still tied with Orlando in the fourth quarter.
Oh my God, it's Orlando.
Actually, they have the lead.
Oh, yeah, Orlando just got the lead. Shout out to Cleveland. Jonathan Simmons dropping 29 points, 10 of 14 shooting. They can't guard Jonathan Simmons.
I think Jonathan Simmons said, y'all won't be on this team.
Ha. I'm on the Magic.
He said, I want a chance to flourish, not a chance to... and I have that chance on the Magic, not the Cavs.
It's the best option for my legacy.
My legacy.
The best business decision is to play for the Magic. Sorry, LeBron.
Hey, Magic up by 4. Yo, if the Cavs lose this game, it's over.
Oh, what?
He
It's legit over. You don't go out and score 43 points in the first quarter and lose.
No, what lineup I want to see? I want to see Kyle Korver start and Jeff Green. Like, bench Jake Crowder.
Yeah, that's a fact. Why is Jake Crowder starting? Why is he has dreads. Time period.
Because he had dreads.
Because he said he was like Richard Sherman. Jeff Green in this game.
Jeff he's got to be able to play defense. He's like a corner.
He's the best corner in the game. And
man, this don't make no sense.
That's true. Jeff Green is probably the most consistent player on that team. And Jeff Green is one of the most inconsistent players I've ever seen.
And he's the most consistent player on the team.
I know.
Yo, this season is terrible.
Like, that dude, Jeff Green, one time for the Celtics, he would drop like 42 against the Heat, and then the next game, he dropped 5. And that guy is the most consistent player on this team, bro. That is sad. That is sad.
It's really sad.
That is awful. But they're about to lose to the worst defensive team in the NBA. What does that mean?
Their ass.
They already have 100 points with 9 minutes left. That's tough. That's tough.
It's Orlando. Yo, Kaz, if y'all lose it, I am roasting you tomorrow. Like
deep fryer time.
Hashtag deep fryer. Hashtag deep fryer.
Bro, I swear. Like, I already have to talk about them because of the LeBron thing, but...
Man. We really got to talk about
it. So I'm about to make a whole segment on tomorrow's episode.
That's really all I'm going to have to be able to talk about in tomorrow's episode. A 30-minute Cleveland Cavaliers.
Screw the games of yesterday. We talking about the Cavs.
Oh, dang. But speaking of talking... That was actually all of our topics for today. Unless you guys wanted to bring up anything else. First off, speaking of the Cavs, Isaiah Thomas, do you think any other team would be willing to trade for him?
Pistons.
So, yeah, Pistons. No.
Oh.
Shut up. We don't want that over here. No, do not wish that on
just
my team.
Airballed.
It's over.
Yeah, it's over for that game, but... For real, you don't think anyone would be willing to trade for Isaiah Thomas?
I mean,
we're talking about like really desperate teams at this point. Like the Pelicans might still.
Yeah, low key.
Low key.
Yeah. You go Rondo for Isaiah Thomas.
So the Cavs, that like, oh my god.
The spacing. Jesus
Christ. What spacing?
Rajon Rondo, Dwayne Wade, why not throw Derrick Rose in there too?
You know, it's Ty Lue. That makes sense to him.
With Tristan Thompson and LeBron James.
Nah, I tell you the Ty Lue lineup. You go Rondo, Rose, Wade, Tristan Thompson, LeBron. Then be like, shoot threes with the Warriors. Out shoot them. Come on, guys, you got this. Only shooter on the court is goddamn LeBron.
Just a shoot.
You sure? You sure about that?
Okay, Bron.
But I guess that's gonna do it for this episode. I guess I'm gonna watch the Cavs lose this game real quick to Jonathan Simmons.
Jonathan Simmons, I'm asleep.
He chose the Magic over the Cavs.
And it worked.
And they're winning. He said, "Hey, LeBron, nah."
Not this year.
You like LeBron? You want to play? You think this is the best business decision? Nah, I think Orlando is.
Just because they haven't made the playoffs since, 2010, 2011.
Since Dwight, you know.
Orlando.
Since Dwight.
Y'all got IT now? Alfred Payton.
Hey, Orlando's starting to pull away. They're up 8.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. All right, man. Let's end this podcast so we can roast these guys with profanity.
Man.
My SEC is speechless.
Oh my god.
Nah, but on a serious note, on a serious note though, thank y'all for watching, man. Really appreciate y'all coming out for another episode. That's pretty much all I have to say.
Hey, wait. One more thing. Did y'all see like the reports about like the reporters asking Tyronn Lue and LeBron James if they're worried at this point that the Cavs will make the playoffs still?
They're worried?
Like they were asking like LeBron James and Tyronn Lue if they still believe the Cavs can make the playoffs since they're only like 3 games out of 8 seed.
That is so disrespectful, bro.
Jesus Christ.
That's the not point we're getting to.
If this Cavs team misses the playoffs, LeBron is not top 5. I don't give a shit what anyone says. Jesus Christ.
What?
He's not top 5 if that shit happens. I don't care, dumb. No way you're the best. No way you're the best player of all time.
Anyway.
And you can't make the playoffs. Anyway. Come on now.
Anyway. Kareem. Anyway.
He's not
the anyway. Thank you, God. If you made it this far to hear that blasphemous statement, you must be a real dishwasher. We're just going to ignore that statement. That was just blasphemous right there. LeBron's not top 5, you know, because his teammates aren't performing. My God. You know, even when he's having a bad year, you know, even when he's doing bad, him doing bad still looks miles better than everybody on the team. That's pretty sad. Like, it's one thing if the Cavs are actually playing, like in 2011 when he choked, when he clearly choked, but Wade showed up. Bosh was Bosh. I'm not going to say he showed up or didn't show up. He was just Bosh. But Wade showed up. Wade did his part. You know, LeBron didn't show up. LeBron fucked it up. This, like, are you really going to say LeBron's not top 5 because of what he's playing with?
We've literally what you said mean what he's episode. Playing with, bro? He's playing with a lot. You just can't make it work.
He's, what, say
he's
that
playing
again?
With a lot.
Say that again. You know, so we just clear, so SEC, didn't we clearly establish any Celtic player that's not playing in the Celtic jersey is at?
That's like 3
okay.
players.
Okay, we've established that. So that's 2 players on the Cavs. You said that's 3 players and 2 of them are on the Cavs. Okay, that's 2 players on the, and no, 4. You said Evan Turner, 2. Don't try to sugarcoat it now. Anyway, so we have 2 of those players on the Cavs. They're ass. All right. You have D-Wade. He's old and washed. Jeff Green, the most inconsistent player, is their most consistent player.
Look, no,
they have Jose
all
Calderon.
All I'm saying is we were saying this is one of the greatest God. LeBron teams of all time. And he can't make the playoffs?
You were saying that
I was never saying that.
You,
I was never
all,
saying that.
Yeah, I don't know. So I don't know who the hell we
a
is.
Lot,
I
lot
never
of people,
said that
you,
shit.
You probably weren't, but a lot of people were, man. They were saying, ooh, they
first
fixed
of all,
their problems.
When you say first of all, when you say a lot of people, are you talking about the people we know in the Discord? Because
no,
if
I'm
that's the
about
case,
majority,
you
I'm
know
talking
that's...
about majority of people saying that. Like, oh, they fixed their problem.
Okay.
They finna announce something.
Well, obviously, no one anticipated this Celtic curse to happen
Celtic
to everybody,
curse.
Okay? That's what it is, man. The Celtics, everybody heard that Clipper curse? That's an in-house curse. This Celtic curse is an outhouse curse, motherfucker. Once you leave, you're not
they
sane.
You your powers.
It's over. Them niggas take your soul. They put your soul in a soul box, and when you leave,
they tell
you
to leave your switch at the door on the way out.
Yep, unflip that switch and don't turn it back on. You see that? Everybody, they got a big ass bowl of switches. Every time you buy, every time you get traded, they turn it off. Oh, you go on IT, flick. Oh, Jay Crowder, you go flick.
Flick.
They just turn off every AB. You're on flick, nigga. All right, Marcus Smart, we're about to flick your light, bitch. Don't play with me.
They show your light was already broken when it came here, bro.
Man, you came here without a switch. We didn't even want to make you one.
You weren't worth Apple Care, bro. Chill out.
Nigga, T. Row, we're about to get this goddamn switch turned off. This. They turned this switch on for a good week. Yo, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Chill out, chill out, chill out, chill out.
Turn it off. He's catching Kyrie. Turn it off.
It's not a good look.
Man, they turned that man's switch on. They was like, we might have to trade Kyrie. Turn your switch off. Turn it off. We wasn't expecting this. Nigga, Jason Tatum came to the team with a switch on. Nigga's... Oh, you already got switches? Oh shit, I didn't know that. They gave us free switches at Duke. Coach K gave you my switch. I can see it now. Brad Stevens came in there. Nigga, wait. Does that say Tatum? Why does he have a switch? Coach K gave it to him. Nigga, what? Oh my god, we having too much fun with this. We gotta stop.
The switch jokes are fucking hilarious.
Oh my god, hashtag flip the switch. I'm making that my goal to make that a thing. But now on hashtag flip the switch.
Oh god, hey, the Cavs losing by 12.
Them niggas need to flip the switch. Flip the switch. LeBron need to go in the locker room and just start flipping all the switches. Like, fuck this. You gotta open the playoff box. Nigga, fuck this shit.
LeBron, it's not time yet. Fuck it.
We're off the playoffs.
We're off the playoffs, nigga.
I promise you, once the Cavs, if the Cavs ever get 9th seed, that nigga LeBron about to break the switch. Flick, flick, turn that bitch on. You turn that shit off, you're fighting me. That's why he was cussing out the executives. They didn't want to turn the switch on. Y'all thought it was because he was getting traded? Nah, they didn't want to turn that switch on yet. He was like, you niggas don't turn this goddamn switch on.
But LeBron, we need it for the finals, bitch. We are not going to make the fucking nigga, finals.
Nigga, I make the playoffs. Nigga, I have 9 turnovers and 8 assists if you don't turn my switch on.
14.
That, man, that's tough.
We lost to a team. We lost to the Magic, and their best player didn't even play. Aaron Gordon not even playing. Wow. Oh my god!
They got Aaron Gordon or a Big Vooch. They lose.
A Big Vooch is not even playing. Wow!
You losing to the Magic with a Big Vooch.
Losing by 16.
Oh my, yo, this is
it is just going up. We gotta end this.
Alright, we're done.
We gotta end this.
Scored 43 points.
The longer we go, the worse it gets. We gotta stop.
I scored 43 points in the first quarter. I got blown up.
Thank y'all for coming out to the dish.
'Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents, which means you're going to start telling your kids to clean up before the cleaning lady comes. Doesn't make sense, but you're the parent and they're the kids. You're going to start telling them that now, too. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. And there's your opening to remind them who pays the bills around here. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.